Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And of course, it's still Thursday's edition of Heart to Heart, right within Legal Junction. I quickly need to get this message out of the way. I'm going to try my best, Sophia. My Afrikaans is not the best, but I'll do my best. Mario, I am yours. I don't know how to read it. Okay, but I'll, Sophia, middag julle. Sophia van Heilbron in die Vrystaat. Ek luister op 657. Die Here is goed. The Lord is good. That I got. That I understood. Yeah. And she says she's listening from Heilbron in the Free State.
Wow.
So thank you, Sophia.
Thank
we
you
really
so much.
Appreciate this message.
Yes.
In case you're wondering what this is all about, it's just a moment of thanks. You can give thanks. We will get into our topic for today, but you're more than welcome to still drop a message quickly before we run out of just thanks and prayer to the Lord, because
Amen.
Radio Pulpit is back on 657. AM, and we are so grateful
Amen.
That the Lord has given us yet another chance. Mr. SK.
Luko.
Lovely to have you with me, I must say. It is.
I haven't been here for some time.
It feels like it. Oh, before last week, you were virtually. You came through virtually.
Yeah, I came through visually.
Yeah, so it's been 2 weeks away.
It's been 2 weeks away from studio.
Yeah, love. It's been a while. It really has been a while, I must say. But we bless the Lord that you're
Amen.
Back here and that you're
Amen.
In one piece.
Amen. Yes, in one piece.
Yeah. So, Mr. Sekomela, in case you are just tuning in for the very first time, he is, of course, the only lawyer of the radio. He is the gentleman behind a feature we call Legal Junction, and we dissect matters pertaining to the law here.
Yes.
And speaking of that, Mr. SK, we're going to try and keep today short, because we've already eaten much of your time. Yes, unfortunately. But I had something for you which I wanted to discuss with you last week already. And I think I just want to bring it to your attention once more. And that's what we're going to discuss. So I noticed something, and I'm going to put my province on the spot, because I find we tend to do, and I say we because I'm from the Eastern Cape. But I went to a school in the Eastern Cape. I'm not going to talk about other provinces, so I don't know how they do.
Yeah.
But there seems to be a lot of what I regard as law breaking. And it's known. It's something that's known. What saddens me is, how can the law be broken? Everybody knows about it, but nobody's willing to say, hey, here's an issue.
Yeah, we're not following things properly. Weber,
I'm going to make a typical example for corporal punishment.
Yeah.
You find which it's still a common practice in this day and age. I mean, even in our time, I matriculated in 2009. It was already abolished. But it was still in action.
Yeah.
Nobody really did anything about that. I remember my niece telling me about some teacher who was threatening to hit them. And I said, then I'm tell him.
Yeah.
He must not try it with you. Just tell teacher, don't try it. Don't try it, sir. With respect, my aunt is not going to take it, because I will not take it. If he hits you, do not even tell me if you don't want me to take it up, because I will take it up to the highest powers. Long and short of it, recently I see there's a new trend, new issue in the Eastern Cape, where principals of high-performing schools, when I say high-performing schools, I mean they get your 80-something, 90 aggregates pass rates. They're now adopting a new culture of deregistering children who are seemingly not doing well. And they claim these children are threatening their chance of good results.
Okay.
And when I read this, I thought it was just a made-up story.
Yeah.
And a couple of people came and they commented on this post. One lady said, no, my brother's principal tried this. And I told him flat out, I'm not deregistering. So fortunately, with this principal had called the sister to say, let's talk together. I can see that your brother's not going to make it through, because he was, I think he was, basically he was acting weird.
Yeah.
And the principal said, as you can see, he's not going to perform well. Instead of having this failure thing over his head. Maybe let's try again next year. Let's deregister him now. Try again next year, because he's not going to make it this year.
Yeah.
Wabo? You see, it sounds like it's coming from a place of good faith.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, it's not so much about this child, whether or not he's going to make it. It's a whole lot about the fact that it's going to affect our grades as a school, our aggregate as a school. And so I read these comments, and it's happening a lot in the Eastern Cape. And I thought to myself, surely this cannot be legal.
Yeah.
It cannot be legal. It can be. It's not like it's the first time for a child to fail. Let's be realistic. Because it is through that failure that a child will actually learn.
True.
But why are we then now normalizing a culture of deregistering children for our pride? Because that's what I call it. It's about the pride of the school. So I thought, I need to bring this to you.
Yes.
Is this legal?
You know, Luko, I want us to check three things here.
Okay.
I want us to look into Section 29 of the South African Constitution.
Okay.
Which guarantees everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Not the well-performing, not the less-performing. Mm-hmm. Section 29 of the Constitution of South Africa, it's very clear, guarantees everyone the right to basic education and to further their education. You see? And now I want us also to look related legislations.
Okay.
I want us to look into the National Education Policy Act, which provides for regulations pertaining to education. Then I want us to look to what I love so much, the South African Schools Act. You see, which provides for compulsory for schooling and sets out framework for public schools in South Africa. You see, then those are the two legislations that we're going to look into. The South African Schools Act 84 of 1996, and also the National Education Policy Act. Then we look also into the Section 29
of the Constitution.
Of the Constitution,
which is the highest law of the land.
Which is the highest.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, so any law that rises itself above the Constitution shall be declared null and void.
Even these legislations cannot oppose the Constitution.
They cannot oppose the Constitution. It stands. Challenger. You see.
Yeah.
So now we look into this, I will call it a malafide practice or practice that is in bad faith.
Yeah.
There is no one that has got a right to deregister any child, Luko, from any school. No one has a right, even the principal. No one has a right, because already Section 29 of the Constitution is very clear. Everyone, not certain individuals, everyone has got a right to basic education. Then who is that person to come and say certain individuals should be deregistered?
Yeah, yeah.
That is an unlawful act, and it must stop.
Yeah, yeah. How do you even come to that thought to say a strategy for me and my school to do well is deregistration?
You see, there is education. It's a process. There is remedies
that can be used
to educate those particular learners that are not doing well.
Yeah.
But as to deregister them, that is unlawful. You can't.
And unethical at it.
It's unethical. And it's inhuman. It's against the principles of Ubuntu.
Sure. Once you touch there, then I know.
You know.
It's chai. It's really. Oh, it's been a heavy one, because the sad thing, Mr. SK, for me, I also feel like most of these teachers that do this are in rural areas or in townships, but poorer townships as well. Bayazi ukuthi abomabethu, our dads, our moms, bazobasaba. They're going to be scared of them.
Yes.
They know. They use that authority, Uguti. Tishomkhulu, I'm the principal.
Yeah.
And the parent, I'm going to show the parent the way.
And now they end up abusing their powers.
Yep, yep.
They end up doing things illegally.
Mm.
You see, hence I always advise principals, Luko, to say it's very much important that your school as an institution, it must have a legal advisor.
Yeah.
Or it must have a lawyer.
True.
Because a school deals with regulations, deals with
exactly
labor law, contracts of employment, because a school employs teachers, it employs ground staff. You see, so as an institution, it's always best that a school must have some, much that they can appoint an accountant to audit their books. It's always best that they must have someone that guides them legally.
I was about to say, someone that's even able to say, when you're not sure of a decision you're taking, yes, principal,
yeah,
just bounce it off me.
See. Let's
see. Lizo Bambakon.
Yeah.
There are things such as, another one, Mr. SK, textbooks.
Yeah.
Recently, Mr. SK, there was a case of teachers, especially, sadly, in my hometown, Etuja, who were sleeping with children, school children.
Mm.
And one of the girls that told her story said, I refused until the end.
Yeah.
And she says, unfortunately, I thought I had won. I was like, he doesn't even teach me. At the end of the year, he made sure that I did not get, following year, sorry, that I did not get my matric statement.
You see.
Because I was owing money for textbooks.
You see.
And she says, I brought the textbooks back. I was not. But when the principal called this teacher to say, hey, I see you noted here that she didn't bring back the textbooks. He said, principal, don't let that one play around with you. She knows what she's done wrong. Can you see? The principal doesn't ask what the child has done wrong. The principal then says, oh, it's textbooks. It's fine. I'm not going to entertain it. It seems as if really there's no lawyer or anyone to say, it's on Shaya when you get there here. They just make rules as they go.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing, Luko, I think they take advantage because they've never been sued. You see, if one day they can be sued, they will know that the law is alive in South Africa.
Is it also not because people have a tendency to think you will sue the department and not us as a school?
Yeah, remember, it will be what we call vicarious liability. You sue the department.
Okay.
But yet, it the school, obviously, it will be one of the respondents in that particular application.
Oh,
to understand.
Yes.
Because of that, school is vicariously. Remember, the school is aligned to the Department,
to the Department
of Education.
Yes.
They report. Basically, the Department of Education is the boss to these schools. Hence, is the one that is paying salaries to these principals, to these teachers. To understand.
Okay.
Yes. So, that's how you're going to structure it. It's the same as a police officer, Luko, maybe illegally obtaining of evidence, to understand, by assaulting the suspect and with the notion that that particular person should admit the allegations, to understand.
Yeah.
When we sue the minister of police.
Okay.
We don't sue
The actual police.
Yeah, because the vicarious liability. You see.
That's why by Ekta Naganjani. Because they know, Uguti, it's going to fall over to the Department of Education, not just them.
Not to them.
So they have no sense of responsibility.
Yes, you see.
Sure. I know the highest sued department in South Africa, apparently, is the Department of Health. I'm wondering where the Department of Education is in that whole list, because the things our parents do, and I'm saying our parents because my mom is a retired teacher.
You see,
the things our parents do in those schools.
Yeah,
it's scary. It's sad.
It's very sad, Luko.
I'm sorry to use this word, but the bullying.
People abuse power, Luko.
The bullying.
Yeah. abuse
teachers power. Upon children. Mm. It's sad. Mm. I always tell of a story of mine. Mm. I've always been a bubbly child. I spoke. I did everything.
Mm.
I remember I was into public speaking and I had a competition to go to another school. Mm. My English teacher went and asked for me, and the teacher who was teaching me at that point in time, I hope nobody remembers, my science teacher, did not like me much.
Yeah.
Sadly, because, hey, we were both born again.
Okay.
Believers with the teacher. So we met a lot at SEO and.
Yeah.
But she just didn't like me. Mm. And so she would allow me. She'd say, no. She can go to debate.
Yeah.
And then stay with me behind in class.
Mm.
Then when the English teacher's not there and it's time for me to leave for that competition, she literally starts speaking about me in class, victimizing me.
Yeah.
She tells me, you're not going to go. Not now. I'm busy. I'm teaching here. I'm like, okay. And I sit down and she would make sure that I felt her wretch.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I was just a child. Now that I look back, I was like, that borders on bullying though. Like, what was that about? Because she had a right to say no. She's not going to leave during my class, I guess. Yeah. She could have just said, no, this child won't go.
Yes.
But she would make the teacher believe, no, I'm okay. She can leave. And then when that teacher's not there, she deals with me. She takes me on. She tells me my news.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Our parents, the things our parents do, and it's almost as if nothing governs their behavior because they're adults.
Mm. And I'll tell you, Luko, there's many of our listeners out there that are faced with this type of situations
where they feel bullied and their kids are in those schools. They don't know what to do.
Yeah, but you see, we are here every Thursday on the Legal Junction.
I like you for you that. Understand? We're here.
Then now, let's check the requirements for vicarious liability so that we can open their eyes. They know if they want to sue, if they are suffering such actions, whom they must sue. Let's check. Vicarious liability, Luko, it's a situation where an employer is legally responsible for wrongful acts of an employee.
Okay.
You see, then committed within the scope of their employment. You are in a certain department, you are being insulted by the employee there.
Mm.
That department is vicariously liable because of that person is within where? The scope of work.
Yes.
Then let's check the requirements for vicarious liability. There must be an employment relationship. That person that abuses you, that person that abuses power, must be employed there.
Okay.
You see, then there must be a commission of a delict.
Mm-hmm.
You still remember we once spoke about criminal
crimes.
Law
yeah.
versus delictual actions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there must have been a delict, like to remove a child from school, deregister them due to a poor performance. It's a commission of a delict, you see. So someone might have committed a wrongful act.
Yes.
Then again, there should be a cause of employment, obviously. Like I said, the employee must have acted within the scope of their employment.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So those principals, those state employees that are continuing to abuse power, we are here on the Legal Junction to make an awareness to say there is a recourse. They are not above the law.
The law, yep.
You see, they are not above the law, and we cannot allow such behaviors, Luko.
Mm.
You know, it's very sad that even in certain departments, I was listening to this Mukwanazi testimony. You see, someone to do their job, Luko, they expect you to bribe them. Yep. What is that?
To do their job.
When they attended interview, I'm sure they said they will do their job diligently. They will do their job legally.
An extra mile.
They will go an extra mile. Do you understand? Now for them to do their job, they want money.
That's
what
true.
Is that?
That's true. And it's become a norm. It's become a norm. I can't just go and say, no, Mr. SK wants a bribe for me because I can't prove it.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Sure.
Or you go, you look for space, look for a child. Oh. You must still pay school fees. Someone says, I can make a plan. Give me this.
It means you've got the space. Just give me the space, friend. Like, you've got the space.
Yeah. You see.
Sure. You're actually reminding me. I was telling my niece got space in another part of Gauteng, but now needs to move to another part of Gauteng.
Yeah.
So now I said to her, what needs to happen? Do I need to go to the department now or in January only? I'm like, because they already got space. But now, like, the nitty-gritties of what I was telling you earlier on, we kind of like needs to shift. So I'm like, oh. You can only pray you get to the proper person who'll be honest and say to you, wait. If they can make a plan, they can say, all right, I'll make a plan. Here's what we can do.
This is my job.
Ngangifuni cold drink.
Yeah, you see.
I do not work for a beverage company. Don't ask me for cold drink.
You see, it's very sad, Luko.
It's sad because it's a norm.
It has become a norm. And it's mostly in all departments. In all departments.
And sadly, you are also making me commit a crime. That's another thing.
Yeah, you see. I mean, if I give you, I'm part and parcel of that
I'm
particular.
Exactly. I'm just as guilty.
Yeah. So it creates a link of corrupt people.
Yeah.
And which is not right. I mean, some took an oath to Luko when they were employed. That, you know what, Naganjani, I will do my job diligently.
Sure.
You see, but now the tables have turned.
You know what my prayer is?
Yeah.
Disclaimer, these are my views. You know, Mangzokum, I pray they are all exposed like that other minister I won't mention.
Yes.
Did you remember on a certain day you said you don't know so and so?
Yeah.
But today you know them.
Today
you remember
them.
When you said,
yeah.
But then you changed and said,
yeah.
Are we to believe your testimony then?
Look,
you said there was a voice note. Ego voice note.
You see, there's one magistrate that I loved so much in Polokwane. That old man, whenever court sits, he kept on saying, you know, SK, the truth does not need a memory.
No.
You don't need to remember the truth. The truth is, it is what is the what it is. It remains. You see, you don't need to remember.
Yo, no. Right now, I'm just scared. I'm just scared of the state of affairs. But I think I'm looking at the time running out. But that's what I wanted to bring to attention to say. Our teachers, these are professionals, Mr. SK. Let's be realistic.
Yes.
These are people that went to school for this. These are people that not necessarily, I'm not going to say they know the law, but they know right from wrong.
They know right from wrong, but the law still regards them as lay people.
But I think something as easy as deregistering a child for the benefit of your school to look beautiful. Now as a person, a human, know it's inhumane.
It's inhumane.
You know it's inhumane. It should not be done.
No, that one, Luko, we are here to say it must stop. And it must stop now.
Even if you're thinking of pulling that trick in your village, in your Gazi.
Yeah.
Drop it now.
I mean, it's a no-no, Luko. It's Section 29 of the Constitution is very clear. Everyone, before we even go to the South African Schools Act, before we even look into other related legislations, the Constitution is very clear. Everyone has got a right.
Yep.
To understand. We understand the limitation clause and all that.
Yeah.
But everyone.
True.
This is like the right to life, Luko.
You know, it's critical.
It's critical. You see, you cannot say you deregister a learner from a school. You are actually destroying a life.
Yeah.
One, to understand. And it's, again, violation of human rights. So there's just a couple of laws that are being infringed.
Yep, yep.
You see, just by deregistering that child, you are not only infringing the constitution of the country. There's just a lot of legislations and laws that you are violating.
Yeah. True.
So this one, it's just a no-no.
Yeah.
It cannot be. I mean, let's check, Luko, quickly the key aspects of this right to education. The first one, right to basic education. Everyone has got that right to basic education, including adult basic education.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and the right is immediate and not subject to progressive realization.
Mm.
You see, that right is immediate. Yep. I have the right to basic education now. Then, again, this one still supports the first aspect.
Yes.
Right to further your education. Everyone has got a right to further their education.
Yeah.
You see. Then, obviously, language of instruction. Everyone has got that right that they must receive education within their official language. I was so excited, Luko. One day I went to Mukhwas Magistrate Court. The magistrate, the court session is conducted in Setswana because there's no one that forces that court should be we should speak English.
Mm-hmm.
We can speak any of the official languages.
Wow.
To understand the court, the lawyers, the magistrates, the prosecutors were conducting court session in Setswana. So this is what we talk about. Even in educational system, they have a right to be taught within the language that they can understand. You see, look, because at the end of the day, the aim of education is to produce the best.
Yep.
Then state obligation. The state has a positive obligation to provide educational system that is responsive to the country's needs. You see, the state has got that obligation to provide what? Resources for education, even for the less performing learners.
Come on. The state
must provide resources to make sure that those particular learners, they perform. Because the main aim of education is to produce the best.
Yep. It's not to run with the best. Don't run with those you've sifted out already.
No.
Produce them.
You see, then now let's look the limitations, Luko. While basic education is an immediate right, a child's access to it cannot be denied either due to financial circumstances. Mm-hmm. This is what we spoke about. You cannot deny a person education because of they cannot afford school fees.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
So that constitutional right, it supersedes affordability.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they can afford to pay or they cannot afford to pay, they have the right to education.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yep.
Hence, in this quintile 4 type of schools or this suburb type of schools, you'll find that it's a fee-paying school.
Mm-hmm.
Then while it's a fee-paying school, they will still allow parents that cannot afford to be exempted.
Yes.
Because they cannot punish a child because the mother cannot or the father cannot afford school fees.
True.
Yeah. I think I've preached enough.
Yes.
And this one of deregistering learners from school in the Eastern Cape, it's a serious infringement of the law. And it must stop, and it must stop now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Mr. SK, thank you so
much. Myself, you know, Luko, the only lawyer of the radio. We're doing this same time, same place next week, Thursday. God bless you.
Thank you so much. It's really been great, but I've got to love and leave you. We'll catch up again, same time, same place, Wednesday on Heart to Heart. That's it. God bless.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.